The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up in today's uncertain times, faith, family, and freedom are under attack.
To a nation that either honors God or we reject God. We're either a nation under God or a nation gone under.
I think that's really sad, James. God's saying, you make the choice. You make that decision to follow me, and I will direct your path.
Saving faith, family, and freedom. Next.
I want to welcome you to this very special telecast program, Life Today. Betty actually joins me here in the studio to pour her heart out. And it'll be very obvious the minute you begin to hear the message that God led me and Betty to come and deliver to all of our viewers all over the world. The passion, the concern for you and everyone you love, and for all God loves, here in America and all over the world. I believe that God has given us a message that we've put in print to show us the way out of the ditch of defeat and despair and debt into the light of God's presence, His promise, His provision, and His blessings. I pray that you'll give earnest attention to what God led me and Betty to share this week. Betty, in our pledge, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's the only way real liberty comes, real freedom. The only way real justice is ever measured out is when we're under God. Indivisible. Do you see this? Do you see what I'm holding? Indivisible. Now listen closely. I want every one of you listening to me right now to get this book. When I tell you the years, 50 years in ministry, the last 3 years focusing in on what we must hear as a watchman on the wall to the people, to turn us from the destructive direction we're going, from the precarious steps, the dangerous steps we're taking, back into the fullness of the shadow and shelter of the Almighty. Indivisible. Our founders came together with their diversity, and yet they were indivisible. And they came down on a rock-solid foundation based on eternal, unshakable, irrefutable truth, undeniable truth, biblical truth. Time-tested, historically proven, solid truth, the rock, with all their differences. Very important for us to understand that we can have many differences and still become indivisible when it comes to addressing our legitimate common concerns, standing on common ground. How do we do it together? Our founders discovered it. Indivisible. Listen to this. You can't separate the social and the moral from the economic. You can't separate them. You can't separate what happens in marriage and in families from how it affects everything in American life, including the economic. The collapse of commitment and relationships in marriage, the deterioration of the American family, the literal mockery of God, and literally mocking those who hold to a faith in God, with all of their diversity and differences. There's a mockery, a hostility. There's an anger. There is a force of evil. We are living in a day when we are actually going to have to choose between the forces of light and darkness, good and evil, right and wrong. It's not left and right. It's right and wrong. We've got to make choices. We've got to choose who we're going to serve. And we've got to stand as a light that pierces the darkness. Critically important for us to do that today. And that is why God led Jay Richards and me, an evangelical Protestant with a Catholic, to talk about those issues that are absolutely critically important to everyone who believes that faith is important, God is important, family is important, freedom is important, and understanding freedom, so critically important. That's why we came together. Just a few days ago, God just burned a message into my heart to share. And He pointed me, and interestingly, as I began to share with Betty early in the morning, the wee hours, just a few days back, she was in the same area in the Word of God and had actually been writing on her iPad. Betty has started journaling. And many times what she journals is just scripture. But she also was tracking in Jeremiah. And I was amazed. But here's what the Lord spoke to me. And I'm passing it on to you because he said, we are, as a nation, many people are there as individuals. We're in the wilderness with our eyes, our focus, and the minds of far too many Americans set to go back to Egypt, symbol of the world. And that we're wandering, but hearts are turning in the wrong direction. And Joshua and Caleb came with a message saying there are giants in the land that God's promised us, the land of blessing, where we not only are blessed, but where we are able to be a blessing to the nations of the world. The very thing God said in the beginning in Genesis when He created man, and then when He put people under His divine law. He said, I want you to be a blessed people, a blessed family, so you can bless the families of the world. You're a blessed nation, so you can bless the nations of the world. We release that river of God's life to others. But right now, we are losing the ability to be a blessing. We are losing the blessing because we have walked away from the God of all blessings, the only one who can bless us and bless through us, the only one who can give us the divine enabling so that the blessings of God and all that we have in the beautiful benefit of living in promised land life with the shelter and shadow of the Almighty, to where the blessings don't become an idol. And then we begin to think, look what we've done. Listen to what God said as He took me to Jeremiah chapter 2. Now, I'd love you to get your Bible. I'd love you to take notes. I would love for you to follow with me on television during several programs. But look at what He said in the second chapter of Jeremiah. Verse 7, I brought you into the fruitful land to eat its fruit and its good things. But you came and defiled my land, and my inheritance you made an abomination. The priest didn't even say, where is the Lord? And those who handle the word, the law of God, they didn't even know me. Listen, we've got churches filled with people and pulpits filled with people who don't know the Lord, who don't have a personal relationship with the living God. They have just moved over into some kind of a comfortable religious setting or situation, and they've really denied the truth. And we're experiencing the consequences of it. The rulers, those in office, those in leadership for us in America, those who've been elected, they transgress against me. The prophets prophesy by Baal, by the gods of this world, the God of numbers, not the God of truth. And they walked after the things that did not profit. Now look at verse 11. Has a nation changed gods when they were not gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be appalled, heavens, at this and shudder. Be desolate, declares the Lord. My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, forsaken the water of life, forsaken the truth. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and they have made for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Look at the next question. Is Israel, is my nation, my chosen people that I gave the truth to, are you a slave or are you a homeborn servant? Why have you become a prey? Why are you being consumed by the powers of darkness and deception and destruction? Why are you being consumed by debt and depravity and defeat? The young lions have roared at Him. They've roared loudly and they've made your land a waste. And of course, if you really understand the absolute essential spiritual message that we are the cultivated field of God And this field of God, our life, is supposed to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit of love and joy and peace and the blessings of God and release those blessings on others because we love them. So in the midst of all chaos, we can still be a fruitful field and we can be a beautiful garden, a well-watered garden. But many Christians today are defeated. But this truth still applies not only to our individual lives, but to our families and to our nation, to a nation that either honors God or we reject God. We're either a nation under God or a nation gone under. But you have been set as a watchman. You are to stand in the gap. You are to rebuild the hedge. You are to sound an alarm on the holy mountain. We are together to put a trumpet to our lips to call people back to God and back to righteousness. We are to warn people of the consequences of the decisions and choices they're making in love, in boldness, but in compassion. We're to warn people. God says, I have sent you as a watchman. If you do not warn them, then I will require at your hands their blood. In a way, you're responsible. Betty, we're responsible for where our nation's headed.
We really are, James. And as you were reading this the other morning, I had to turn to my app, iPad, which I do journal on. And the purpose of that is I like to go back and read. Sometimes God's timing is just so beautiful and so perfect. And I can go back to these notes, these thoughts that I've written down, these scriptures, and He'll lead me to a certain one. And it's just the right time. If you've ever experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. But this one I happen to title, Our Choices. And it's over in Jeremiah, James, just after what you were reading. He said, O Israel, says the Lord, if you wanted to return to me, you could. You could throw away your detestable idols and stray away no more. Then when you swear by my name, saying, as surely as the Lord lives, you can do so with justice and righteousness. Then you would be a blessing to the nations of the world, and all people would come and praise my name. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts. Do not waste your good seed among thorns. O people of Judah and Jerusalem, change your hearts before the Lord, or my anger will burn like an unquenchable fire because of all your sins. My people are foolish and do not know me, says the Lord. They are stupid children who have no understanding that they are clever enough at doing wrong. This broke my heart. They are clever enough at doing wrong, but they have no idea how to do right. Jeremiah 5, he says, Lord, you are searching for honesty. You struck your people, but they paid no attention. You crushed them, but they refused to be corrected. They are determined with faces set like stone. They have refused to repent. And over in Joshua 24, he says, But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose this day whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. And these are just some thoughts that I write after I read scriptures. Our choices in life do determine our future. When we make the wrong choices and everything falls apart, we blame God for letting our lives crash and burn. But we walked right into the trap of the enemy, sometimes blindly, sometimes eyes wide open. It's like we really don't believe we will suffer the consequences. Oh, we think God wouldn't do that. The fact is, God didn't. We did by making the wrong choices. The beautiful reality is that God is right there ready to pick us up if we will repent and choose this day whom we will serve. God is the same. He said He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. We've done the moving away. We've done the changing, and we are the ones making the wrong choices. God asks us to choose Him, plant our feet, and stand firm for righteousness. He's speaking tough love to us. We walked away from Him, not looking back, but plunging into the fire of sin and despair. At the same time, we headed right down the wide road and continued to ask God to get us out of jams and troubles so we can continue in our sin. I've been thinking about that narrow road and the wide road. When you first look at the two, it seems that as though the wide road would be the good one to choose because it's wider. It seems it makes sense because there would be more room. That is true. But why? I believe it's because more people have chosen it because of sin. The narrow one is the only chosen by those who will make the right choice and follow Jesus. You notice it says the straight and narrow road. I believe that implies we travel it when we've made the choice to go forward, never to look back or waver from side to side. If you're driving and you get distracted by something on the side of the road, you'll likely go off the road into a ditch or head straight into destruction. Because we took our eyes off the road, just as we would warn our children, God is warning us to be alert. There is a remnant of God. I want to travel that narrow road with those who are committed to following Jesus. He has promised He will never leave us beside the road or in a ditch if we'll trust Him, choose Him, and follow Him. In Matthew, it says, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few will ever find it. He replied, work hard to enter the narrow road to God's kingdom, for many will try to enter but fail. When the master of the house has locked the door, and this was really, really sad to me, when the master of the house has locked the door, it will be too late. You will stand outside knocking and pleading, Lord, open the door for us, but he will reply, I don't know you or where you come from. Then you will say, but we ate and drank with you and talked in our streets. And he will reply, I tell you, I don't know you or where you come from. Get away from me or all you do that's evil. I think that's really sad, James. God's saying, you make the choice. You make that decision to follow me, and I will direct your path, and you will find that peace and joy and that happiness that we all look for and desire. And sometimes we choose other things to be our God. But James, He is our only true God, and these other things are going to disappoint us and fail us.
I'm so grateful God's given me a wife that identifies with the heart of God. I think you could tell her heart was broken that anyone would ever hear those words that I don't know you. Boy, I think there are many people in our nation who say they don't even want to know God. I hope it's not because they observe something in us that diminished that desire, that hope or possibility. I am convinced that this is the most important time in my nearly 70-year journey on this earth. And this is the day when God is calling people back into His presence and into His will. And it needs to begin with the people of God coming wholeheartedly together individually and collectively as a family to see our nation healed. We've written the book Indivisible, I really believe, under divine direction and surrounded by the greatest spiritual counsel and leaders in our nation who prayed for me and Jay Richards. We really want to send you the book, Indivisible. We're going to send it to every one of you. It's in the bookstores. You can order it online into the retail outlets. I pray everybody that cares about our nation will read it because we really believe God gave us the way out of this wilderness of defeat and despair. We're sending it to those of you today who will simply say, James, let us put our arms around those who've suffered. I want to ask you to join with a woman who got a burden for those who were trapped in the sexual traffic and trade and has given them a way out. If we will join with her to rescue literally hundreds and ultimately even thousands of children and women trapped in the sex trade. I want you to listen closely and watch this.
दुकानमा अनि म चाहिँ पत्ती लिन भनेर गएको थिएँ अन्त्य देखेर जब त्यो लिएर फर्किँदाखेरि म ढुङ्गामा ठेस लाएर अनि लडेको अनि मेरो एकदम चोटहरू लागेको थियो अनि त्यो मान्छेले मलाई उठायो अनि मलाई दबाईहरू गरेर अनि फेरि म रुँदै अनि मैले भने त्यसले मलाई सोधेँ के भयो भनेर अनि मैले भने म चियापत्ती लिन गएको अब हामीहरू एकदमै गरिब छ मसँग पैसा छैन मलाई आमाले घर गएर पिट्नुहुन्छ अनि मैले कहाँबाट पैसा लिएर अनि चिनी चियापत्ती किन्नु भन्दाखेरि त्यसले मलाई पैसा दिएर अनि चिनी चियापत्ती किन्न लगाएको थियो अनि मैले
Fortunately, Kutu's story has a happy ending. She was rescued and now has hope, but there's thousands of children that are lost through the border, never ever to be seen again. And if we can provide a home for them, if we can provide rescue centers that we're able to bring these children back to, we can really help to provide that opportunity and that safety that these children deserve.
You know, it's hard to imagine that anyone would take a little child. It's hard to imagine what we see here in the United States, children. Father killing his children here weeks back with a hatchet and burning the house. God help us. These terribly vicious, despicable characters in such desperate need of the delivering power of Almighty God are taking little children captive and making sex slaves out of them. And in Nepal, as one example, and we're working in many different areas, but let's just take Nepal. It's a very poor country. And the children are taken by the predatory sex traffickers by promising the parents something or the child something. Or sometimes they can just walk up and find them walking alone and just take them. And then they'll take them into India, and then they'll literally keep them as a sex slave throughout their life. We're able to get these children by showing them a film of what can happen, and it captures their attention, makes them aware. We're able to deal with their families and tell them the truth and let them know what's happening. And then when we find a girl, like this little girl, we can put them into a place of care. That's why we're asking you to help us build a life center in Nepal, where we can literally take care of hundreds of children that need help over a period of time. It takes $128 to rescue one of these children or women. Giselle is putting the women we get out of the sex trafficking to work. They're making these beautiful beads, and we want to send you the beads to say thank you if you'll help us by making a gift of $128. I want you to keep in mind that your gift is going to be matched, and you make a gift of $64. We've got the $128 now. Some people said, I can't do the $128, but I really want to help rescue someone. Well, it'll be doubled. Everything you give will be doubled, and we need to build the Life Center in Nepal. We're asking our friends to make $1,000 gifts. That will immediately be doubled. Would you dial the number, please do this, and say, you know what, I'm going to rescue a child like that. I'm going to give them a future. I'm going to reach them. I'm going to rescue them. We're going to restore their life. Would you dial the number, take your bank card, and use it like a check, please? Make the largest gift you can, and thank God, because someone is so concerned about the importance of this particular outreach, they said, we'll match your gift. Would you call right now? Could you help us build that Life Center, make a $1,000 gift? I really sense some of you can even give more than that. You think about it, a $5,000 gift would immediately become 10, a $10,000 become 20, and we really need over $200,000, and it's going to provide quite a facility. We're going to send the book, Indivisible, to help us get out of our ditch of defeat, debt, and despair here, and to help you and your family and those you love. I promise you, this is the way out of the wilderness. It's going to help us. We'll send it to say thanks. Thank you for making that call or going online and making the gift God put on your heart. Remember, we're sending the lion and the lamb bronze along with the other gifts if you'll help us build that Life Center in Nepal. God bless you as you make that gift. If you write a check, make it to Life. Call us and tell us you're mailing it.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And we can also build the New Hope Life Center in Nepal, which will be a safe house for children for years to come. And now, a miracle opportunity of a $384,000 matching gift. With a cost of $128 to rescue a child, that means your gift of $128 will be matched to help rescue two children, and $64 will be matched to help rescue one more child. With your gift, please request Indivisible by James Robison and Jay Richards, a soul-stirring read for every Christian who desires to restore America to the values that formed our strong foundation, built on faith, family, and freedom. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you will receive a unique and beautiful necklace, handcrafted by women who were survivors of human trafficking and slavery. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000, which will be matched to $2,000 for the New Hope Life Center. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, worldwide, there's 1.2 million children that are trafficked into the sex industry every year. That's two every minute. Those are facts. But you know what really concerns me? These are lives. It's our goal to reach, to rescue, and to restore young girls who have been trafficked into the sex industry. So please, go to the phone right now. Make that call, because without you, we can't do anything to make life possible in places like this. You're a vital part of the rescue.
You know, I looked up at this bronze in our home before I came up here to the studio. I said, boy, isn't that beautiful? I'm anxious to send it to you. Help us build that Life Center. Encourage all of your friends to get the book, Indivisible. You can order it online or go to the bookstores. Every pastor, every leader, every business owner, small business or corporate leader, need to read the book and get your employees to read it. This is the way out of the despair, the ditch, the darkness, into the light. There is hope. It's not too late, but it's later than most people think. Get the book. We're sending it to you to say thanks for your help. Encourage your friends to watch Life Today and listen to the message God's put on our heart this week.
Join us tomorrow as James and Betty share their desire to see one nation truly under God. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.